Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Chav Zayin. Brachas Chav Zayin, and today's shiur again is sponsored Zeicha Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky, and we thank the Orlinsky family for sponsoring this month's of shiurim. One note that I did not get to mention yesterday, and that is based on the Tosfos. I think this, Mati, what you asked yesterday, and that is, the Gemara spoke about Tashlumin, different levels of Tashlumin. So first we had Tashlumin within the same halachic day. And that is, if somebody forgets Shacharis, they could have a Mincha twice, Meir, they could have a Shacharis twice, v'chulu. Then the Gemara went one step further. Not only that, but even the different halachic day. If you forget Mincha, you could daven Ma'ariv twice. Then the Gemara went the second jump, and that is, even if I forget on one day, and the next day is a different Shmona Esrei, still, Tashlumin could work. If I forget Shabbos Mincha, I could daven two weekday Shmona Esreis. If I forget Erev Shabbos, I could daven two Shabbos Shmona Esreis. So that's how far the Gemara went. The question is, do we go even one step further in a sense? And that is, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh Mincha, I forget Yalav Yavo. So I'm going to have to daven, I have to repeat Shmona Esrei. So let's say I don't remember until Ma'ariv after Rosh Chodesh. So what am I going to do? I'm going to daven Ma'ariv, two Ma'arivs, again without Yalav Yavo. So is that worthwhile? Is that meaningful? The whole reason I forgot, I have to repeat, is because I forgot Yalav Yavo. So what am I going to do? I'm going to say another Shmona Esrei without Yalav Yavo. So what do we hold there? So that's 2 days in Tosfos right here in Dibur Maskil Tzah. Do we say, on the third line of Tosfos, Kasav Rabbeinu Yehuda, in Ta'a, v'lo hizkir Rosh Chodesh b'mincha, lo yispala od balayla, d'lama yispala od. What's the point? You're not going to get Yalav Yavo anyway. Harik faris palo, kol tfilas mincha mibod yom, levad Rosh Chodesh, lo hizkir, im kain, ein marviach klum. Im yachsev yispala b'mosei Rosh Chodesh. That's the lashon of the Rishonim, lo yarviach klum. You're not going to gain anything. You're just saying the same Shmona Esrei that you said. So therefore, the first day of Tosfos is, you do not have to repeat. And the same thing, Tosfos quotes another example later on, that is the day of Rabbeinu Yehuda in Tosfos. But later on, Tosfos quotes the Rif, about halfway down in Tosfos, Miyu, Brev Alphys, Lo Mashbekein, Dafilu Hecha Deir Mavi Aklum, Mazukos Papa Macheres. No, you gotta daven again. You're right, you're gonna say the exact same Shmona Esrei that you already said, but still, you have to say it again. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What's the Svara? So the Achronim explain, the Stipler here explains in Simen Tezayin, what is the Pshat when I say Shmona Esrei and I leave out Yalav Yavo? What did I do? Did I say Shmona Esrei and I left out Yalav Yavo? Is that exactly what I got credit for? I got credit for Shmona Esrei. I forgot the Askara Me'in HaMa'ora. I forgot that addition. What do I say? No, if I forget the addition that I'm supposed to add in, I didn't daven. And that's a chisaron in my Shmona Esrei totally. So according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, according to the first day of Tosfos, what's the halacha? Lo yavi achlum. Why daven again? Why? Because you already owe Shmona Esrei. And now what are you going to do? You're going to say Shmona Esrei again without Yalav Yavo again. So it's not going to help you. Masha'en keino, according to the Rif, according to the second day of Tosfos, no, you were supposed to daven in Shmona Esrei with Yalav Yavo. You didn't, so you didn't daven. So you have to daven again. You're right. You're not going to physically say any different words than you said a couple hours ago. But still, yarviach, harvei. Right? You're going to have a lot of harvacha because it's considered as if you didn't daven. So that's the 2 days in Tosfos. Again, he quotes other nafkaminas here in terms of do we compare all hazkaras meina ma'ora? Right, what about Yalav Yavo? What about all of the Hosafos that we make? What about Talumata versus St. Bracha and other issues brought up? Anyway, that is the discussion in the Kilos Yaakov right here in Simen Tezayin, among other Achronim. Right, all the Achronim get into the act on these 2 days in Tosfos, whether it's halachically worthwhile to repeat. Okay, that's just a Hosafa from yesterday. And now we continue where we are up to. Okay, 4 lines from the bottom on Chaf Vav Amid Beis. So what do we have? Yesterday we had Tfilos Keneged Tzmidim Tiknum or Tfilos Keneged Avos Tiknum. That was yesterday's Gemara on Daf Chavav Amid Beis. And then we got into Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana, Plaga Mincha, any different important issues. Says the Gemara, Yudah Omer at Abba Shos. The Gemara says, quoting the Mishnah from yesterday's Daf, what is the latest time for Shacharis? The Mishnah, the Tanakhama holds until Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda holds until the fourth hour. So what does that mean, until the fourth hour? Asks the Gemara, Ibailu, ad va'ad bechlal, o dilma ad v'lo ad bechlal. Is it up until and including the fourth hour? Through the fourth hour? What do I say? Up until the fourth hour. Not including the fourth hour. Meaning the end of the third hour. So Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Plaga Mincha. Well, wait a minute. Look at the next Machlokas. When is Mincha until? Either Ad Ha'erev or until Plaga Mincha. So what does Rabbi Yehuda mean there by saying until half the time of Mincha? Plaga Mincha. So I Amrit Bishlama Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal. If I say that Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal is up until and not including, so Hayna Deika Ben Yehuda Rabbanan, that I understand when he says Ad Plaga Mincha, that's until Plaga Mincha, and the Rabbanan say until Erev, right, until Shkia or Tseis, as we spoke about yesterday. So then I see there's a difference between Rabbi Yehuda Shita and the Chachamim Shita, because Plaga Mincha is only halfway through. Ela I Amrit Adva Ad Bechlal. But if you say that it's Adva Ad Bechlal, up until and including, so what does that mean, Plaga Mincha? Through Plaga Mincha? So, Hainu, Adva Bechlal, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Rabbanan. Then what's the difference between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? If you say, up Ad Plaga Mincha, that's including the second half of Plaga Mincha, so Hainu Rabbanan. So, what's the difference? Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan would say the same Shita, so it must be Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, Elamai, Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. So you think that's better? Ema Seifa. What about the third Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? V'sham Musafin Kol Hayom, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shos. Up until, Tanakhama says, most of it is the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda says, up until the seventh hour. So let's focus on this for a minute, says the Gemara. V'tanya, we have a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Musaf is until the seventh hour. V'tanya, hayu lefanav shtei tefilas. And we have a brisa that says, we're going to have it again tomorrow. You have two tefilas in front of you to daven. Achashal Musaf, achashal Mincha. Musaf and Mincha. Right, sometimes, let's say you're davening on a Shabbos morning. By the time you get up to Musaf, it's already Mincha time. Very easily happen on a winter Shabbos, right? Musaf and Mincha. So what do you daven first? Says the Gemara, surprisingly, Mispalo shal Mincha v'yachach shal Musaf. First you daven Mincha before Musaf. Why? Shezu tadir v'zu ein tadira. Tadir v'sheino tadir. Tadir kodir, right? The marker for that is, what's the marker for tadir? Twice in this Masechta, tadir v'sheino tadir comes up, at least twice. So remember offhand, maybe more. Here's one time, but also if you look later on, in the beginning of the eighth parak, the eighth parak are all the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding inyanim of Su'uda. So on the beginning of the eighth parak, on Dav Nun Aleph Amid Beis, the machlokas about Kiddush, Friday night, what do you say first, Bari Pura Gafen or the Bracha of Kiddush, machlokas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel? So says Beis Hillel, you say Kiddush first, you say the Bari Pura Gafen first. Why? Tadav Shein Otav Tadav Kodem. Right there, he quotes it. And Rashi there quotes, what's the source? Nafkalam Mzechas Vachim, the bottom Rashi on Nun Aleph Mabez, Milvad Alos HaBoker, Sholo Alas HaTamid, Tazuas Eila. By the carbon tamid. You always do the carbon tamid first before you do any special karbanas of Shabbos, of Rosh Chodesh, of Yantif. So the carbon tamid always comes first. That's the makar for Tadr, Rishino Tadr, Tadr Kodem. So here too, says the Gemara, if you have a question, what do you do? Musaf or Mincha? Two tefillos in front of you. You do Mincha first. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mizrach Shal Musaf. No, you do Musaf first. V'acher Achshal Mincha. You do Musaf first. Why? Shezu Overes V'zu Ein Overes. Because Musaf, the time is passing you by, and you don't want to lose it. Right? You're going to lose the Musaf first. Zu Overes V'zu Ein Overes. Either way, what do you see? There is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about a case where Musaf and Mincha overlap. There is some time during the day where you could daven Musaf or Mincha. So let's think about that for a minute. I Amrit Bishlama Adva Ad Bechlal. If you say Rabbi Yehuda Shita, in all of these cases, and we assume all three cases in the Mishnah are the same. If you say Rabbi Yehuda holds Adva Ad Bechlal, so when he says up until the seventh hour, he means through the seventh hour. Then, Hainu the Mishkach Zosh Tei Tefilos Bahadi Adadi. So that's how you could see that you could have two tefilos at the same time. Because Mincha starts 6.5 hours, and Musaf is through the seventh hour, so there's an overlap there. That's how there could be a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Ela I Amrit Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal. But if you say it's up until and not including, so what does up until the seventh hour mean? That means until the end of the sixth hour. So then there's never any overlap. So what's the whole issue? How could you ever have this discussion? Rabbi Yehuda Chacham are having a discussion. What do you do first? Musaf or Mincha when you have two tefillos in front of you. But if you say Ad Velo Ad Bichlau, and he says Musaf is only till the end of the sixth hour, and Mincha starts 6.5 hours, then there's never an overlap. Kiva da'asilo shel Mincha, azlo shel Musafin. Once Mincha comes, Musaf is already gone. So that line, the Gemara says, shows me ad the ad bichlal. So the previous line of the Mishnah shows me ad ve lo ad bichlal. This line of the Mishnah says ad va ad bichlal. So we're stuck. Ella, my ad va ad bichlal, kasha resa. Right, so what? Go back, swing the pendulum the other way. So you say ad va ad bichlal, so we're back to the question on the resha. Because what does the resha say? The first case of plaga mincha. Plaga mincha, you say it's through, so then my ika ben rebu to the Rabbanan. So answers the Gemara, no, as we would have thought. There's no problem. It really is ad va'ad bichlal. Aye, what about up until plaga mincha? No, what does plaga mincha mean? Mi savris. The high plag mincha. Plag achrona kamar. Do you see, you think plaga mincha, half of mincha, does that mean the second half? No, through the second half? No. Plaga mincha, half of mincha. So I'm at the first half of the time. Plag rishona ka'amar. So I'm at the first half of the time that you have to daven. V'hachi ka'amar. And this is what Rabbi Yehuda means to say. Emas nafik plag rishona va'ayo plag achrona. When does the first half go in and the second half start? Mechi nafki yudal shalos chasa revia. When you finish 10:45. 10 hours, 45 minutes. Right, the Gemara many times says 11 minus 15 minutes, right? Nachi Revia, Chasa Revia. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda means. But really, he holds Ad Ve'ad Bichlal, period. Good, so this is about Musaf and Mincha and a couple of other issues. Plag, the Lashon of Plag comes up in a couple of other places in Halacha. We have Plag and Mincha here, but there's a fascinating Ravid. I think it's the Ravid. The Ravid says, we also have it by the word Pilegesh. We had a couple years ago, we had a Daf Be'in Shir about Pilegesh, and the Ravid says, maybe it comes from the word Plag Isha. It's like a half a wife. There are different elements that a Pilegesh is, like an Isha, and a, like a wife, a full wife, and different, sometimes, in certain ways, a Pilegesh is not like a wife. Like the Gemara says in Mesechta Sanhedrin, different Gersos, whether there's Ksuba Bali Kiddushin, is Lo Ksuba Velo Kiddushin, different Gersos and Rashi, the Rambam, but either way, that's another example. Or Plugta. Plugta is the split, right? You have Machlokas, right? It's also half, because half person, half is on this side of the Machlokas, half is on the other side of the Machlokas, but Plug is always part. Okay, review the Nachachamim. One other Ha'ara is going to come up tomorrow also as well, Be'ez Hashem, and that is, what are the Rabbanan hold here? You have two Tefillos Adam in front of you, so what do you do? Do mincha first. Has anybody ever done mincha before Musaf? So if somebody, let's say, any of our wives that are davening at home in the afternoon, sometimes they ask, what should I daven first? So the answer is you have a mincha first, and then daven Musaf. If a women are davening in the afternoon, let's say, you know, mincha time, and then daven Musaf in the morning. The halacha is they should daven mincha first, because of the sheet of the chachamim. Why don't we ever have this in shul? Right? Why don't we have the Avos in Shul? So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Shul you don't want to confuse people. You don't want to confuse people, okay, daven Mincha and then Musaf. So it's going to be too confusing. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Pei Vav, which is the Simen about Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Kigon It comes, let's say somebody on a Shabbos morning in the winter, you're up to Mincha, you're up to Musaf at 11:45. Rosh Hashanah for sure. Right, you get up to Musaf, Mincha time. Saras, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sarach l'sfal shal Mincha t'chila. We pass in like the Chachamim. V'achach shal Musaf. V'yesh omrim. Some say, two yesh omrims. First yesh omrim. T'haynu dafka shet sarach atol hispal shtehen. K'gon shal rotzel le'echol, v'asol le'echol ad shispal Mincha. Some say it's only if you want to daven both of them now. If you're going to daven one of them later, then you can just daven Musaf now. If you have no plans to daven Mincha now, you don't have to daven Mincha now. That's one day. But let's say, I don't know, Simchas Torah, when many shuls are going to daven Musaf and Mincha right now. Right? Most shuls don't daven Mincha right after Musaf on other days. But let's say Simchas Torah. So why don't you switch it there? Yesh Misha Hora, says the Shulchan Aruch right here. Name of the Rambam. V'yesh b'shehora she'in osim kein b'tzibur lahaklim tfilas mincha l'tfilas musaf. Kidei shelo yitu. No, it's too confusing. Too confusing to switch it. B'tzibur, so be yachid and achinami. Somebody's davening b'yachidus, musaf and mincha, then you do mincha first. But b'tzibur, we are going to do it because people are going to switch it. They're going to have mincha earlier other days, and it's not going to be the zman for mincha yet. It's going to be too confusing. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the minhag olam, in terms of people davening musaf and mincha and the order. Good. That is Adva Adbachlal and Rabbi Yehuda until Plag HaMincha. Until Plag HaMincha. It's one story told over in the Kleisenberger biography. Kleisenberger Rebbe once was with his Talmidim up in Tzfat, outside of Tzfat, by Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloy's Kever, and they went to Dava Mincha there. And after the Dava Mincha there, Rebbe went home with Chassidim, and his Chassidim saw that the whole night he was like pacing back and forth. He was very upset, and they saw he was very not calm. And the next day, they saw he was not calm most of the day, and finally, Mincha time, he went back to the Kever of Yehuda Bar Eloy. And he davened again, and after that he was very besimcha, he was very happy, he was wonderful, calm, and they said, Rebbe, what happened? So he said, I davened mincha yesterday by Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloy. Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloy, Stam Rebbe Yehuda, in the Mishnah, Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloy, right outside his spot. They just redid his whole, it's a beautiful building there now by his kever, right down the mountain from when you go up to Tzfat, at the bottom of the mountain. So he says, yesterday I davened mincha by Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloy's kever, but I davened before Shkia. I davened after Plag. So get to Rebbe Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah. I plag a mincha. So afterwards, I felt very bad. I'm davening mincha davka by his kever, holding like the chachamim. He says until plag a mincha. So he says it upset me the whole night. So the next day, today I went and I davened mincha before plag. I wanted to be yosef the day of Rabbi Yehuda to make sure that he knew that I could follow his shita too. Okay, Adkan Divrei Kleisenberger. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Nachman, middle. Amar Rav Nachman. Af anan amitanino. Rav Nachman says, we also learned this in a Mishnah. That what? That Rabbi Yehuda holds ad va'ad bechlal. Also in a Mishnah, where? In Idios. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba heyir chamisha dvarim. All of Idios. If anybody wants a mesechta that has more topics than any other topic in Shas, it's mesechta's Idios. Every line is a different topic. Right? Because it's all about edus, testimonies that they gave on that day. So, Idios, right here in this Mishnah, we have five different topics. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Heir Chamisha Dvarim. Number one, Shememaanin Esaktana. What does that mean, Memaanin Esaktana? As we know, there are two ways for a woman to get married, the Oraisa and the Rabbanan. The Oraisa, a woman can get married either herself accepting Kiddushin or her father accepting Kiddushin on her behalf. Why would they do this? The father would do this. The Torah gave this as a zchus of the father in order to be able. If you remember the society and that people get married much earlier, the first daf in the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin, Tosas quotes that we don't even know what tomorrow is going to bring. So if we could arrange for our daughters to be financially set now, so then, who knows what's going to be. Probably Tosas lived in the times of the Crusades. We don't know what they were. So he says this is a chesed of the Torah that a father is able to do this. Obviously, Rachman al-Islan, if this is misused and abused, that's not what the Torah had in mind. Chumar al-Slan, any types of Kedusha Ketana that are being used in an inappropriate way. But, on a Daraisa level, a woman can get married herself or through her father. But, let's say her father died, or she is a Yisoma B'chai Ha'av, as it's called. She was married, and then she got her husband died. Either way, there is Kedusha Miyun. Kedusha Derabana, that the mother and the brothers are accept Kedusha on her behalf. But, what is the way that she gets out of that marriage? She does not need a get. All she has to do is to do miyun. She has to walk out. Beis Din writes a shtar miyun. There's a whole parak at the end of Maseches Yevamos that talks about miyun. So, says this Mishnah, there are some times that Beis Din would advise the girl to do miyun. Most of the time, Beis Din stays out of it. You can do what you want. You want to do miyun, fine. If not, not. But once in a while, Beis Din advises miyun. What's the case? So Rashi here quotes, the case is two brothers are married to two sisters. But one's married on a Daraisa level, one's married on a Darabanan level. And the brother that is married to Oraisa dies. So now his younger brother, on a Oraisa level, he has to do Yibum. He doesn't have children. On a Oraisa level, he has to do Yibum. The problem is that the woman he has to do Yibum to is his wife's Drabanan sister. And he also can't do Yibum because that's his wife's sister on a Drabanan level. So he's kind of stuck. So that's where the Chachamim say, Milamdin esaktana, Maman esaktana. You advise the woman, you know, right now you're stuck, so there's nothing for you to do. But at least if you do miyun and you retroactively get out of the marriage, you'd be able to do yibum and marry your brother's wife. At least there. So that's one of the examples where we advise the ketana to do miyun. So shemaman is a ketana. Number one, shemis masin as a isha al piyad echad. We're masi. We allow a woman to get married al piyad echad. Again, another yivamis topic. Big tasugya in the Ha'isha Rabbah in the later prakim, the second half of Masechas Yivamis, that we accept testimonies by Eidus Isha that we would not accept anywhere else. So they were made, Rav Yehuda ben Baba was also made that we accept this testimony about Eidus Isha that a woman could get remarried, she does not have to remain an aguna, al piyed echad. The altar negosh in Niskal b'Yerushalayim, and also about a chicken that was Niskal, that was stoned in Yerushalayim, al shaharagas hanefesh, meaning not only does the halacha of an animal killing a person, shor haniskal, does it apply by a shor? But it applies by any animal that kills a person, that animal is put to death. Shashar gaza nefesh, that is number three. The al hayayim and arba miyom shenisasach agabe mizbeach. Fourth halacha, that wine, once it is 40 days old, once it is squeezed, it's roya ready to be nisnasach agabe mizbeach. It already has the status of wine. It doesn't have the status of yayin migito anymore. Number four, and the last one, which is the one important for us, the al tamid shel shachar shekarev bi arba shos. And the Tabat Shel Shachar is Hokrav during the fourth hour. So what do you see from there? During the fourth hour. So that's parallel to Rabbi Yehuda Shita of Shachar is Ad Arbashos. But you see Bi Arbashos, so it must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ad Va'ad Bechlal. Because it says Bi Arbashos. Shma Mina, Ad Va'ad Bechlal, Shma Mina. Period. Amr of Kahana, Halacha, Krev Yehuda, Ho, Vetzan, Bepechirta, Kavase. We hold like Krev Yehuda, the fourth hour, because after all, in the chosen Mesechta, in the Bechirta, in Idios, it paskins like him, like we just saw, and therefore, that's why we paskin like him. Two Ha'aris. Number one, if you look here in the Rekiva Eger, in the Ligan Hashas, Val Tamash Shel Shachar, see what he says here? He says, Ayin Rashi in Mishle. If he calls a Rashi in Mishle, you gotta look that one up. Right, so Rashi Mishle, we quoted this Rashi Mishle. See what he says also? I am Menachas Daf Samach Dalad. So back in Menachas, we quoted this Rashi. But in Rashi Mishle, like Lamed Aleph, anybody remember, his parak Lamed Aleph is Eishes Chayil. That's the parak of Mishle that is Eishes Chayil all the way at the end, the last parak in Sefer Mishle. So the few psukim in that parak before Eishes Chayil, it's a lead into Eishes Chayil. So, not 100% clear what that's referring to. The Rishonim have different days, but it says, Divrei Lemuel Melech. These are the words of Lemuel. We don't know any king named Lemuel. So who's Lemuel? If you just change one letter, it's Shmuel, but Shmuel wasn't a king. So it can't be Shmuel, so we assume that this is Shlomo HaMelech. Divrei Lemuel Melech, why is it called Lemuel? The Mefarshim explain here. Masa Asher Yisratu Imo. This is the a little muster that his mother gave him. Right, so what's the context, what's going on here? So you look at Rashi there. Rashi says that when he married Bas Paro, then they were up all night dancing and having a party, and the next day he overslept, and the keys of the Beis HaMikdash were under his pillow, and nobody wanted to wake him, because he was the king. Right, until they finally went to Batsheva, and said, Batsheva, you gotta do something. And he goes, that's Masa Shisrato Ima right here, and he goes, and woke him up, and finally they got the doors to the Beis HaMikdash open. And about that moment, Al Tamishol Shachar Shekarev Bedalachos. That's this line. Because after all, we remember, it wasn't so long ago, the Gemara and Mesechas Tamid. They didn't wait until the fourth hour to do the Tamid. Right, they were running and then quickly and rushing. They didn't even daven properly. Right, we had it here in this Masechta. But earlier, back in the first parak, we had the Kohanim ran and Birchu Bracha Achas. We had a machlokas. What was Bracha Achas? Was it Avaraba Yotzer Maoros? Right, and they ran and they said Asar Sadibras, and they ran and they went back. They did the Karban Tamid very early. What do you mean Dalit shows? So that's when. This is when it was. And his mother gave him Musar for this. Different versions of the Medrash. Look at Rabbeinu Yoni here. He also quotes a Medrash. Was it Bas Paro's fault? Did she made him like a canopy bed with pictures of stars and the constellations and the moon? So Dafka, he woke up in the morning and he still saw all these constellations there. He's like, oh, it's still nighttime. He went back to sleep. So maybe it wasn't totally his fault. Either way, but that's the different versions of the Medrash quoted in the Yalkut, that say why he why he overslept. Okay, number one. Number two, interesting question in the Chashuke Chemer. I haven't had a Chashuke Chemer in a while. Chashuke Chemer here in on this daf, talking about a tarnagol that was Niskal B'Yerushalayim. So he had the Shaila. He didn't have the Shaila, but he was asked the Shaila. Yesh le his tapek. What happens if you have an ox of Shvius? How do you get an ox of Shvius? We know there are two halachas that was called the dom of nitfas, meaning even if I have the item and then I change it onto money, so then the item and the money have kedusha now. And then if I change it onto something else, then the kedusha still sticks on the original item and the new damim. That's by shvius and avodah zara. Mishnah, the Gemara says a mesechus kedushin. Right, shvius and avodah zara. So let's say I have shmita fruit and I change the kedusha of the shmita fruit onto an ox. Yesh lis tavik and mutar lugmar dina shashar shal shvius. The hainu shashar nikne b'demei shvius of a beir shvius. Right, I have demei shvius here. I buy an ox. The chalav kedusha shvius. Then it killed somebody. Rachman al islan. So do you put a ox of shvius to death? Because after all, right, la achlav lo l'schara, la achlav lo l'ibud. Yeah, not allowed to. A couple of years, we'll have it Bez Hashem again. Right, so what do you do? So he quotes from other svarim. He says, you do not worry about the kedusha shvius. In that case, you put the animal to death. Why? Because right when the animal had a gemar din lamisa, the kedusha was paka. That's what he assumes. Lanias daiti nireh demeachar v'shor zeh misuav shaharag es hanefesh ein bo mitzvahs la'achla dein ratzon Hashem yizbarach sheyochluhu el yadunu oso lamisa v'yizkalu upaka kedusha shvius mimenu. It loses its kedusha. Kihulo Rai Lachla. Vrak Paris had somchim karoi. Him kdoshim vidin lachila. Velo shor sheish bo ra'al veritzicha. Umitzvah adun lamisa. Therefore, he says, in that case, he does not think that there's any problem with putting that shor shel shviyas to death, because after all, either the kdusha is paka, or even if it has kdusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to put this animal to death. Okay. Good. V'yaltavach hashach hachkar ba'ar b'shos. So we're on the first wide line. Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. Man tana laha ditzan v'cham hashemesh v'namas. Who says the following brisa? V'cham hashemesh v'namas. What's that talking about? That's by the mun. Right? The sun got hot and the mun melted. V'namas. Ba'ar b'shos. That's fourth hour. In the fourth hour. So ata omer ba'ar b'shos. So that's when the sun, that's when it melted the mun. So ata omer ba'ar b'shos. So enu ela b'sheshos. Does that mean the fourth hour or in the sixth hour? Because that's when it's really hot. So, k'shu omer k'chom hayom, a different phrase is used in the Torah by Avraham Avinu and the Malachim. K'chom hayom. Right, that's the difference then, k'chom hashemesh. So, chom hayom is when the entire day is hot, when it's all hot all over. So, hari sheshamos shos amur. The phrase of chom hayom, we assume that's referring to sheshos, that's noon. Hamani mekayim v'cham hashemesh benamas. So, when do I say the phrase v'cham hashemesh means? Meaning, when it's hot in the sun and cool in the shade, ba'ar b'shos. So you see, in the fourth hour. So that's when the mun melted. So mani, who is this b'risa going according to? That the mun melted in the fourth hour. Lo Rebbe Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan. That's not Rebbe Yehuda and not the Rabbanan. Why? Who is it like? Right? Look at Rashi on the third wide line. Mani, ha demashma da'arba lav boker hu. Because fourth hour is not boker. Because it says, the pasuk is referring to what was melted afterwards. They collected in the morning, and then after the morning it melted. Right, and the Midrashim say that the Umos HaOlam tasted from the animals that drank from the mun that melted, and they tasted a little bit of the mun, and they said, wow, what an amazing nation. So this melting took place after the boker, but it says that it melted in the fourth hour. So we're stuck. Even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that the fourth hour is after the boker. So mani lo Rabbi Yehuda lo Rabbanan. Back to the Gemara. E Rabbi Yehuda ad arbashos namitzafru. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should still be morning, so it shouldn't be melting yet. E Rabbanan achatzos namitzafru. And according to the Rabbanan, even until chatzos. So who is this brisa according to? That the mon melted in the fourth hour, and that means after the morning. So, Ibai Seymer, Bihudi, Ibai Seymer Rabbanan, either way. Ibai Seymer Rabbanan, maybe it's the Rabbanan who say Chatzos, but Amar Kra, Baboker, Baboker, Chalkele Shnei Bakarim, they didn't collect it the entire morning, they collected it early morning. Baboker, Baboker. So there's still morning even after they collected it. So it's okay. Or Rabbi Yisema, Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. Hai boker Yisera lahakdim l'shana achas. Similar idea. That second boker, that extra boker, was makdimit another hour. Okay, period. But either way, the kuli alma mia v'chama shemesh benamas barbashos. Either way, that phrase of the sun being hot is referring to the fourth hour. My mashma, why do you say this? So Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov Amar Kra v'chama shemesh benamas. The shemesh was hot and it melted. Ezu isha shashemesh cham v'tzel tzonein. What hour is where the sun is hot but it's still a little cool in the shade? Haviomer barbashos. Right, by noontime the sun is straight on top and therefore every place is hot. Right, even there is no real shade. So therefore, that's how you know the previous pasuk is referring to the fourth hour. Good. So that's just in terms of the brisa. Tfilas ha-mincha though ad ha-erev v'chulu. That takes us regarding shachris. Now we get to mincha. Tfilas ha-mincha ad-erev. Mincha is until erev. Remember the topics that we already discussed back in the first parak on Daf Tes, on Daf Zayin, the uniqueness of Tfilas Mincha. Eliyahu Navi Dafka answered by Mincha, Aneni Hashem Aneni. He was answered by Mincha. The Tours Lashon in Hilchas Mincha, where he talks about the uniqueness and beauty of Mincha being so much more so difficult than the other Tfilas, and that's why that's the Tfilah that really shows our true colors. So Amar Rav Chisda Rav Yitzchak. So Hasam Amar Rav Kahana Halacha Rabbi Yehuda over there by Shachris. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Hold it tzad bebichor de kavase, because in idios it passes like Rabbi Yehuda. That's by Shachris. Hachamai, what about here by Mincha? Do we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda by Mincha? Plag or Shkia? Ishtik v'amar lev lo midi. No, he didn't answer him. Amar Rav Chisda Nechzi Anan. Well, we'll figure it out. Mi de Rav Matzli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Mi Bod Yom. Since Rav used to daven the Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos early, he made Tosefes Shabbos Shema Min Alachas Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Alachas like Rabbi Yehuda because he used Plag as the cutoff. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Adarabba. Mi de Rav Huna V'Rabbanan Lavi Matzli Ad Orta. Rav Huna V'Rabbanan did not make early, so Shema Min Ain Alachas Rabbi Yehuda. So different Amoraim and Tanoim, Rav, on the border, did different things. So, if you look just at the behavior of the rabbis, you can't tell. So the Gemara says, Hashta, the lo idmer hilchas, the lo kamar, the lo kamar, the ovid kamar ovid, u the ovid kamar ovid. Says the Gemara, because we don't have a misora, who we follow, go like, whoever you want. Very, very unusual in Shas to say whatever you want. Right? Kimat every machlokas in Shas, we have rules. Abaye and Rava, who do we paskin like? Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda. All different. Who do we paskin like? Halacha Rabbi Suri, Halacha Shmuel Bedine. Always rules. Here, whatever you want. We go like Rabbi Huda, or you can go like the Rabbanan. But, of course, Rishonim already say, which Rishon? The first Tosfos in Shas, back on Daf Beis. You go like whoever you want, but you can't mix and match. You can't mix and match. What does mix and match mean? So the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't even mix and match in your life. Forget on this regular same day. The Shulchan Aruch says you should be a Rabbi Yehuda man in your life or you should be a Rabbanan man in your life. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. He doesn't even entertain the possibility of possibly mixing and matching on the same day. I mean, forget it. He says even in your life, you shouldn't mix and match. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Lamed Gimel in Hilchas Mincha. V'hu she'yaseh la'olam, do whatever you want, but v'hu she'yaseh la'olam k'chad minayu. You should always go like one person. Shem oseh k'rabanon u'mispalo mincha ad'alayla shuvin yochol ispalo arvis mi'plaga mincha l'mayla v'mozuk Rabbi Yehuda v'chul l'tzorach v'yachshav shen ogol ispalo tfilas mincha ad'alayla ein l'ispalo tfilas arvis kodem shkiyas hachama v'im b'dieved ispalo tfilas arvis mi'plaga mincha l'mayla yotza. But if you did it, if you don't have to plug mincha, you don't say. U'b'shas atchag, yo'os fall b'tfilas aris b'plag mincha l'mahala. Okay, but then if you look in the Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes, but mikol makom ein lahakel bazeh, the Shulchan Aruch says, okay, but the evid, if you dive in the other way, it's okay. Mikol makom ein lahakel rak bazeh im alkaponim ba'oso hayom, his fall mincha kodem plag. Aval im ba'oso hayom gufa, his fall mincha achar plag, shuv asrlo, his fall aris kodem alayla, v'havi tarti, Disasri. Right? This gets into the main sugya of Disasri, which hopefully we'll talk about more next week in a Daf Be'in Shir. But this is the Shulchan Aruch, and this is the problem. We already discussed this back on that base. How is it that many times there are shuls that Tarti Disasri, Davin Mincha, especially on early Shabbosim in the summer, Daven Mincha after Plag, Daven Meir before Shkia, you know, how does that work? You know, Baruch Hashem, more and more shuls are being misader their calendar to be around Plag, but if not, what are the defenses? And again, this is an age-old problem. This has been going on for 1,000 years, this problem of Tarta the Sasri. It's discussed already by the Rishonim, but that is what is based on this line of the Gemara of the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. You see that the Gemara here again discusses Tosefa Shabbos, which is also a huge topic. How long is Tosefa Shabbos? How much do you have to add on to Shabbos? What's the mitzvah? Pashas, this is a mitzvah daraisa. Mitzvah daraisa, Tosefa Shabbos, learned out based on Psukim, right? You have to add on Michol al HaKodesh, comes up in a couple of places in Shas, Tosefa Shabbos. We had Tosefa Yom Kippurim earlier in the Misachta. Tosefa Shabbos. So how long do you have to add on? So Tosfos says right here, there is no shear. No shear. Last three lines of Tosfos on the page. V'chein le'inyin Tosefa Shabbos, v'yom ha-kippurim, d'kayim lo'an shumen ha-Torah, im kein lo tzorach shear gadol kol kach. You don't need such a big shear. Tosfos does not say exactly how much. Most Rishonim don't say how much. Some Rishonim say kol shehu. There is a Rabbeinu, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and Beitza, Daf Lamed, who says half an hour. So maybe that's where the Yerushalayim time of 40 minutes before comes from. But most Rishonim do not say a specific time, they just say a kol shehu. And that's why, you know, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to just get as much as you can. The minhag olam is 18 minutes, maybe a little bit more. Where does 18 minutes come from? I think we mentioned this before. It's the Shita of the Yerayim. The Yerayim holds. A big stira between two Gemaras. When is Bein HaShemashos? How long is Bein HaShemashos? But just to get to the Shita of the Yerayim holds that Bein HaShemashos is before Shkia. Against all other Rishonim. The Yerayim, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Lezbein Metz, holds that Bein HaShemashos is before Shkia. Say, so how long is Bein HaShemashos? 3/4 of a mil. How long is a mil? So 3 days in the Rishonim, in the Achronim, 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. So if you take the longest mil, 24 minutes, then 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes, right? 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. If you have 18 minutes, right, they just do the 18 minutes, 3/4 of a mil. So according to the Yerayim, Bein HaShemashos is 18 minutes before Shkia. So that's where Chai, so I'll get this 18 minutes from. It's not from Chai. Chai can start 18 minutes before Shkia, right? That's not what it is. No, it's just that, you know, it's being mocked for this sheet of the Yerayim, which we don't realize. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says do 20 minutes before Shkia. Because even if you hold it like a Yerayim, you want it 2 minutes after Tosefa Shabbos, even according to the Yerayim. So that's why you do 20 minutes for the 18 minutes of the Yerayim, and then 2 minutes before. So that's where the Mishnah Berurah gets 20 minutes. He quotes in the Shaar HaTzion, right, to be choshish for the Shita of the Yerayim. Reish Aleph Mem, that's not the Mizrahi. That's Rabbi Elazar Mimetz. That's earlier than the Mizrahi. Mizrahi was an Achron. Pirush on Rashi, the Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, was the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, who wrote the Sheet of the Yerayim, one of the Monei HaMitzvos. Okay, anyway, that's a little bit about Tosefes Shabbos. We continue. Rav Ikla LeBei Geneva. Mitzalei Shal Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. Rav visited Bei Geneva, and he davened Shabbos early, in Erev Shabbos. And also, Vavimatzli, Rav Yirmiya bar Abba la'achori de Rav. Rav Yirmiya bar Abba davened behind Rav. V'siyem Rav. Rav finished his Shmona Esrei. V'lo paski l'slusi de Rav Yirmiya. He did not take 3 steps back to go in front of Rav Yirmiya. That's the story. Shmami na tfas. We learned three things from this story. Shmami na, number one, mispala adam shal Shabbos de Erev Shabbos. First of all, you could daven Shabbos early. As long as it's after Plag HaMincha, that's a cutoff point. You can't daven before Plag HaMincha, Kabbalah Shabbos, because, at least the crucial part of Kabbalah Shabbos, because that's too early. V'shma mina mispal tamad achorei rabba. Also, we learn that a student does lie to daven behind his Rebbe, but that's what Rabbi Yirmiya did. V'shma mina also laver, can I get a mispalim? But we also learn that you're not allowed to step in front of somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei. That's why Rab did not step back. Right, because he didn't want to be mafsik in front of the one who's davening. What's the reason for this? So, machlokas achronim. Why are you not allowed to go in front of somebody who's davening? Machlokas, primagadim, and chayi adam, they all get into the act. What's the machlokas? Either because, what's the pashtus? You don't want to mess up his kavana. If you walk right in front of somebody davening Shmona Esrei, you're going to mess up his kavana. Number one. Or is the reason a more metaphysical reason when somebody is davening, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is right in front of them? Shechina lefanav. As we know, Shmona Esrei is Amidah Lefnei Hashem. And therefore, this is his space. If you started right in front of him, okay, because you're in your space also. But if somebody's right behind you, then the Shechina is there. 2 days, 2 different explanations in the Achronim. Many nafkaminas. First of all, what if the guy's eyes are closed when he's davening Shmona Esrei? He's not going to see me. said, I can take my 3 steps. I'm not going to mess up his kavana. I'm not going to step on his toes, right? I'm not going to mess up his kavana, but still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, right? Or, you know, there are other nafkaminas. That's one of the big ones. If he is not there. There's a little sefer on brachas called Chakiros B'Mesechas Brachas. So it quotes many of the Chakiros of different shittas. He quotes this here, quotes this one here, and he quotes a couple of nafkaminas. If the guy has his eyes closed, if there is a mechitza kavua in front of him, right? Different nafkaminas given. Either way, those are the two suggestions. Two svaras. Messiah Reb Shimon Levi. Let's prove Reb Shimon Levi. Reb Shimon Levi. Also Laver Kenegan Mispalim. Right. It's also to go Kenegan Mispalim. That proves one of the shvaminas. Eini Varav Ami Rav Asi Chalfi. Didn't they go in front of somebody who was saying Shmona Esrei? Rav Ami Rav Asi Chutz L'Dal Ramos Huto Chalfi. They went more than Dal Ramos in front, which also might be a nafkamina. Meaning, if it's about kavana, maybe even more than Dal Ramos. If the guy's eyes are open. Right, maybe I also can't be even further than Dalai Lama's, but we are machmer like both svaras, and that's why we try to be careful in terms of going in front of somebody. But either way, it's the job of the person davening not to be looking around, right? Either having their eyes closed or looking in the sitters, so they don't get distracted by anything around them. Good. Period. Rabbi Yirmiyah, hechi avid hachi. 1 second. How did Rabbi Yirmiyah do that? He davened behind Rav. V'yamar of Yehuda Marav la'olam al yispala adam lo keneged Rav lo achor Rav. You shouldn't daven next to your Rebbe, because if you're next to your Rebbe, it's like you're saying you're equal to your Rebbe, or behind your Rebbe, because you're going to make him stuck. Like in this case, he wants to take 3 steps back, and you made him wait. So it's inappropriate. V'tanya Rebbe Lezer Omer hamispala achori Rabo. Also, Rebbe Lezer says if somebody davens behind their Rebbe, v'hanosin shalom l'Rabo, or you give shalom to your Rebbe like you would give anybody else. Tosfos, Pirish, Kishar B'nei Adam, or Rashi also says it. Hey, how you doing? Right, instead of giving appropriate Shalom Aleichem to one's Rebbe, V'hamach Shalom L'Rabbo, or you return Shalom to your Rebbe as you would to any of your friends, V'hacholek Al Yeshivaso, or if someone is cholek on the yeshiva, meaning he doesn't just argue on his Rebbe, but he questions the position and the authority of his Rebbe, or you say something not in the name of your Rebbe. What does that mean? Say that not in the name of your Rebbe. So Rabbeinu Yonah here says, you say something that you didn't hear from him in his name. That's what's going on here. You say in his name. The Rambam says, no, it just means you say something stam. And if we assume that it's from your Rebbe, unless you specify otherwise. So if it's something that you didn't hear from your Rebbe, but you're always quoting from your Rebbe, so you have to say, this I didn't hear from my Rebbe. Either way, but Rabbi Yonah's strategy is that you just can't falsify. Right? That's like the great quote of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer tells Talmidim, you could say any of my Torah in your name, but don't say any of your Torah in my name. And that was his quote. Be careful about that, says Rabbi the Chassam Sofer. Okay, I mean, he didn't need the credit. He just didn't want to be discredited. Anyway, says the Gemara, so all these people, Goreim L'Shechina Shetzalag Mi'Yisrael, causes the Shechina to leave. So you see, how did he daven behind this Rebbe? So Shani Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, the Talmud Chaver Have. No, he was a student colleague, Talmud Chaver. He wasn't just a Talmud. I mean, he was also a colleague. V'hayna Tukamalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba L'Rav, and that's how, that explains the following story. When Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba saw Rav davening on Erev Shabbos, he said to Mi Badalt, did you also stop Isser Malacha? Amalei in Badilna, yeah. There's no more Yisra Malacha. It was Makabal Shabbos. V'lo Amar, and he didn't say it in third person, Mi Badomar. He just said, you. So if he said you, it means he was like friendly with him. He didn't say it in third person. Oops, says the Gemara, Umi Badil. But did he? Do you really have to stop Yisra Malacha? At the time that you daven, V'amar Rabbi Avin, Pamachas is follow Rebbe Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. One time, Rebbe davened early. V'nichnas, and afterwards he went to take a shower. V'yatza, and he came out. V'shanalav Pirkin, V'adayin lo chashcha. He went out, he gave a shiur, right? They're learning Torah on Erev Shabbos. That's also a Musa you can learn. Giving shiur Friday afternoon. And it still didn't, right? It wasn't dark yet. So you see, he took a shower after he davened. How did he do that? I thought he was Makabel Shabbos. Amarava, Hauden Echnas Laziav, according to Zeravi. No, that was only, he went to get a schwitz. He went into the sauna. He didn't go take a shower, and it was before, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that they were gozer on going into a sauna on Shabbos, because people would say they just went into a sauna, but they really, the heat was, the bathhouse people really lit the fires on Shabbos, and they were playing some tricks. So the Gemara on Shabbos already says they ossered any type of full body bath or shower or sauna on Shabbos. This was before the Gzeira. The Nichnas Lazia because of Gzeira Havi. And that's why he was Makabel Shabbos. This was not a violation. Period. Eini, is this really true? That, again, back to the question of they were Makabel Shabbos. V'habaya sharalila Ravdimi bar Levi lechvurei lechvruyei sale. Abaya let Ravdimi smoke baskets. There's a certain type of malacha in order to gemar malacha for the baskets to light a fire under them. So how do you allow them to do it? So the Gemara says, Hahuta usahavi. No, that was a mistake. That was a day that they were Makabel Shabbos and it was cloudy. They weren't sure, and therefore it wasn't an acceptance. So therefore that's why he was able to do malacha. Imagine it was 2 o'clock, imagine a time period without watches, without clocks, and it's a pitch black, it was a pouring day. 1 o'clock in the afternoon it got pitch black, they thought it was nighttime, and then it got light again. So that's why that was a mistake there. That's why they did malacha. Says the Gemara, but Vatusa Mihadra, if you make a mistake, really? You're allowed to be choserbo? V'homer avidan, pamachas eskashu shamayim ba'avim. One time, it got very cloudy. Kisvurim ha'am lomar chashchahu. The am thought it was dark. V'nichlus v'lebeis ha'knesses v'espalo shalmosi Shabbos b'Shabbos. And they dive in Ma'ariv after Shabbos. V'nispazro avim v'zarcha achama. And then it got sunny again. And they realized, uh-oh, it's still Shabbos. Ubo v'shalos Rebbe v'omar hol v'espalo espalo. Rebbe said, no, you davened already, you're stuck. You davened. You can't do malacha yet, because right, Shabbos ended early? No. You can't do malacha yet, but you davened already, you were yotzei. So the Gemara said, no, there, shiny tzibur, d'lo machrochin elohu. We're not going to make it tzibur daven again. As long as it was after plaga mincha. As long as it was after plaga mincha, we don't make them daven again. But for a yachid, we make him daven again. It's not so much of a tircha. Okay? Good. This quote in Shulchan Aruch, by the way, also. But tzibur, we wouldn't make them daven again. B'yachid, we would, if there was a toast, as long as it was after plag ha-mincha. We continue. Amr Chibar Avin, Rab Sali Shal Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, Rav Yoshi Amatzli Shal Motzi Shabbos B'Shabbos. They each davened a little early. Tosfos says, Diras Litzali, what, Rav Yoshi, he was so eager to finish Shabbos. He had to daven early. He went to the earliest minyan in town? No, he must have had a Dvar Mitzvah. He must have had a Dvar Mitzvah to run out to afterwards. He was wanted to be able to do it right after Shabbos. So he davened early. So Rab Sali Shal Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Omer Kudush Al HaKos, Oin Omer Kudush Al HaKos. Did he even make Kiddush early? Tashma, Dabar Nachum Bar Mashmuel, Mispal Adam Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos, V'Homer, Kedush Shal HaKos, V'Yilchus HaKavah say, yes, he can even make Kiddush. Rav Yoshi, Amasli Shal Mosi Shabbos, B'Shabbos, Omer Abdallah HaKos, O'en Omer Abdallah HaKos, can you do Abdallah? Tashma, Dabar Behuda, Omer Shmuel, Mispal Adam Shal Mosi Shabbos, B'Shabbos, V'Homer Abdallah HaKos. You can't light the fire, too early, but saying the bracha, Bar Peragafen, that's not a malacha. Amr Rabbi Zeira, Amr Vasi, Amr Abalaz, Amr Chanina, Amr Rav, Bitzad Amad Zeh, his pal Rabbi Shwab, Rabbi Yossi, Shal Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. He quoted this story that next to this pillar, Rabbi Shmab, Rabbi Yossi, davened Shabbos early. Kiyasa Ula, when Ula came, he said he got the whole story wrong. Amar, Bitzad Timra Havi, it was next to this date tree. Velo Bitzad Amud Havi. Velo Rishon Rabbi Yossi Havi, Elo Rabbi Yossi Havi. Velo Shal Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Havi, Elo Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos Havi. So you got every detail of the story you got wrong. There was a story, but a different person, a different place, and a different tefillah. Okay, good. Why is that in Shas? To teach us, you got to get your details right. Right, you're saying something over. You can't just make it up. Whenever you're saying something over, you have to have your details right. Right, maybe that applies to any biographical, any biography of any rabbi. You got to make sure you have every detail right. Good. Tfilos Erev Ein Lokeva. Says the Gemara now, Ma'ariv, last one, Ein Lokeva. My Ein Lokeva. What does Ein Lokeva mean? So he already mentioned yesterday that the Vilna Gaon had his own shot of what Ein Lokeva is. But he's the Gra. He could argue on the Gemara. So what does that mean? And it's not, it wasn't arguing halachically, but it was just a different shot. So what does it mean, though, in the Gemara? Ilema di'iboy matzli kule lelya. Does it mean he could daven the whole night? So listening to Tilos Erev Kol Halayla. Why don't you just say, Ma'ariv is the whole night? Elamai Ein Lokeva. So what does Ein Lokeva mean? Commander Omar, Tfilos Arvis Rishus. It's an allusion to another machlokas, Tfilos Arvis being Rishus, somewhat voluntary, whatever that means. Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tfilos Arvis Rabbi Gamliel Omar Chova, Rabbi Yeshua Omar Rishus. Amar Abaya, Halacha Gedivri Omar Chova, Rabbi Amar Halacha Gedivri Omar Rishus. So machlokas, Rishus or Chova. Very important Rashi. Not here, Rashi is in Shabbos on Daf Tes. Our Gemara does not at all link the two machlokos, yesterday, Tfilos Keneged Avos, or Keneged Tzmidim, and our Gemara, Rishus Rechova. Shas does not link them. Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Tes, links the two. Rashi says, Lamanda Amar, Avos, that's Tfilas Arav is Chova, because what's the difference between Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? And Amanda Amar Tfilas Keneged Tvinim Tiknum, that's the Amanda Amar Rishus. Because the Hekdech Halam Vevarim left overnight, that was Rishus, it's whatever's left over. Rashi links them. The Nitziv in the Hemek Sheila says, I don't think they have to be linked. Because, what do you mean? How could Yaakov beat Tfilas Arav Rishus? Because Yaakov was Vayivka Bamakom. He wasn't supposed to daven there. Right, it was like boom, all of a sudden he increases a derech and the land moved. So boom, it happened. So that's why it could be even tefillah tzaris rishus, even if it's keneged avos tiknum. That's Rashi and the Pnei Yoshua there in Shabbos Daf Tes, and then it's Siv in the Hemek She'ela in She'el Teches. Right, whether these two machlokos are linked. Let's just read quickly just the beginning of the story and then we'll stop. Tana Rabbanan. Famous story. Somebody came in to ask Rabbi Yeshua, Tfilas Arvis, Rishus Archova, Amalei Rishus, Balafir Gamliel, Amalei Tfilas Arvis, Rishus Archova, Amalei Chova. Gamliel says Chova. Amalei Avala Rabbi Yeshua, Amalei Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua told me Rishus. So Gamliel says, Amalei Hamtena, Sheiknasu Bali Tresin, Le Beis HaMedrash. Wait till the Bali Tresin, the shield bearers, come to the Beis HaMedrash. We'll start with that tomorrow, Bali Tresin. Sheiknasu Bali Tresin, when the Bali Tresin came in, when the Chachamim came in, Amal Nashol Vishol, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Archova. Somebody put the question out there. What do we hold? Amalei Gamliel Chova. Does anybody argue on me? Rishus says, no, we all agree. I heard that you paskin Rishus. You stand up right now. So Rabbi Yeshua says, what could I do? He caught me. If he wasn't here, I could contradict him. There's nothing I could do. And the rest of the shiur, Rabbi Gamliel darshan, Rabbi Yeshua was meant and embarrassed, standing up the whole shiur. Until they told the Meturgamon, the one who was the loudspeaker for Rabbi Gamliel, stop already! It's enough of this embarrassment. Rabbi Gamliel must be removed from his post. Amri at Kaman, Itzari, Venezo. How long are we going to let Rabbi Gamliel do this? But Rosh Hashanah, Ishtak Etzare, and Rosh Hashanah, we know that story from Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah. Last year, he was Mitzarehim. B'Bechoros, Maisa, Rabbi Tzadok Tzare. Rashi quotes the other story in Bechoros. Hachanami Tzare, Ta Vinavre. We have to remove him, and we have to get a new Rosh Yeshiva. And tomorrow we see who the new Rosh Yeshiva was. And B'Lech Hashem, we will start with one or two more Ha'aris. And we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, we thank the sponsors, the Orlinsky family, for sponsoring L'Zecha Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky. And again, we're still on both websites for now, again, on Project Sinai and on the OU. And we will update as we continue through the Masechta.